Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their freelancing journey. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, especially Andrew, our special guest. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help us, especially our brothers and sisters, build a thriving freelance business while we grow and strengthen our faith and relationship with you as our Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Name the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, ayan. Sige. Sisbel, paki-introduce na natin ang guest na ito.
Yes, huwag nating patagalin. At na-mention na natin ang name niya in our prayers. So, our guest for tonight, he's a graduate. He graduated as an information technology major and worked at a BPO company. He started his freelancing journey as a virtual assistant 4 years ago, first doing it as a side hustle and later transitioning to a full-time schedule. So friends, let's all welcome Andrew Sia.
Yay!
Clap, clap, clap.
Good evening.
Dapat pala, oh. Dapat may clap, clap effects eh. Sa wakas.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening! Salamat naman at nabudol na kita namin.
Thank you for guesting here tonight.
Oo.
It's a pleasure to guest here. Thank you.
Yes. Anyway, share muna yung short story. Paano ka ba napunta sa freelancing or virtual assistant world?
Okay, so nag-start yan 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, while I'm still working at the corporate. And then, syempre si Facebook, mag-Facebook na tayo noon, may nakita kong mga ads, sabi ko, virtual assistant. And then, sabi ko, nakita ko yung mga basic nun, sabi, website management, yung mga encoding, sabi ko, mga easy lang naman to, social media management. And di ba lahat naman tayo during those times, we are posting Facebook comments, ganyan. So, sabi ko, madali lang aralin. And besides being an IT, sabi ko, sige, why not? Side hustle ko na lang rin. And I tried. And meron ako nakita mga free online sa internet. mga free tutorials. Tinry ko naman siya and I saw na it's easy naman. So from there, nag-try ako mag-apply sa mga, yung mga usual platforms like sa Upwork, sa OLJ, and tinry ko siya. And yun, from there, tuloy-tuloy na yung pag-journey ko sa VA. And noon ko na lang nalaman na hindi lang pala yung puro ano, encoding, transcription, mga ganyan. It's a big, big world na ano, sa daming ano topics, nakakahilod. So yun, yung parang na-overwhelm ako on that part. So that's where I started my journey as a freelancing.
Pero kaninong ad yun? Nakiris ako. Kaninong ad yun?
Kay ano, kay Joe Mar yata.
Oh, 'di ba?
Sa isa sa mga wina-watch ko na ano, mga series. Makakilala niyo rin 'yun, nag-guest na rin isa dito. Yeah. May mahirap na akong gido.
Oh, ano 'yun? Syempre first mentor ko 'yun, kilala ko 'yun. And hopefully soon, hindi ko pa siya na-invite pero nagkausap na kami, so
okay, sige, siya man. Sana invite. Na-invite niyo na po siya.
Hindi pa, pero nag-update kami recently. Nag-usap kami recently. Kaya, abangan, abangan. So, ayan. Pero, since nag-start ka ng pag-BVA, meron ka bang typical day? Meron ka bang routines na ginagawa mo?
Iba-iba. Kasi like now, sa pandemic, right now sa pandemic, syempre, naghanap ako additional side hustle. For me, iba eh, hindi consistent ang ano ko, ang day ko. Hindi pa siya fixed. Pero kung if ever, ang ginagawa ko is, nag-pray ako. Una, nag-pray ako sa kay God. Pagising ko, para meron ako makakita new work sa online. Kung may makita man ako, maswerte na bibigyan niya sa akin na yung tipong swak siya sa akin. Yun, swak sa skills. And then, after that, after searching to the online, then listening to some, ano, inspirational podcast, ganun, pinapakinggan ko yung iba. And then, afterwards, wala na, ganun lang yung mostly ginagawa ko. And then, family life comes in. Yun.
Yeah. Teka, bago tayo magtuloy, sasagutin ko na yung tanong, are there any male virtual assistant? Obvious naman, di ba? Isagot ko.
Kasi marami dyan.
Oo. Hindi kasi, pag sinerge mo sa YouTube, tinype mo yung male virtual assistant. Kahit yung 3 words na lang yun. In fairness, nandun yung luma akong video, yung ako pa yung mag-isa eh. Na parang ask Connie, ganyan. Hashtag ask Connie, yes. So, every question, may isang video. So, yun na nakikita ko yung laman doon. So, ibig sabihin, parang bihira kasing gumawa ng content noon. So, yes. Kasi nga, ang VA, hindi naman about personal assistant lang. Actually, may EA na ngang, may PA din naman na lalaki, di ba? Hindi lang popular sa ating Pilipino. Pero, sa abroad, marami. Mas, carry lang. Kumbaga, sa atin kasi hindi ko alam bakit puro babae.
I think parang iniisip lang nila siguro pag assistant, admin assistant, mga EA, personal assistant, lahat puro more on the female side. More on the parang female na trabaho. Tapos pag male VA, yun yung more na website management, yung mga software backend, mga database, website designing, Wix, lead pages, land magnet, yung mga ganun, lead magnet. So yun, more on the technical side pag male. Yun yung sinasabi nila.
Oh, mail ka pala. Mail ka pala, Bel, eh. Oy, Iberes,
sabi ko nga.
Sorry. Gift niya naman yun. Gift niya yung technical skills.
May talaga mga stereotypes. Pag girls, the project management.
Actually, ang video editing usually male din inaano. Pero yun din yung ginagawa.
Tama. Pero tingnan nyo naman, si Cisco, ang galing na video editor yan.
May ganun? Sige na, next question na. Baka kasan pa tayo mapunta. During nung simula nung nag-start ka, as VA, meron bang days na parang gusto mo nang gumive up? If meron, anong ginawa mo to overcome it? Ganyan.
Maisip ako. Oh, I guess. There's times na naisip ko bumalik din sa corporate after I tried freelancing journey. Kasi umalis ang, I mean, na-try lang ako na full-time kasi nakita ko na, I mean, pinaalis ako doon sa work ko, retrench. And then, sakto nung time na yun, meron naman akong experience na as a VA, konting experience. And then, nilakas na lang ng loob yun, nag-apply sa mga ano, sa Upwork, dun sa mga, sa forums, like dun sa LinkedIn, may nakita kong naghahanap ng ganitong work. Tapos, eh, sakto, may pumili naman sa akin na foreigner. And then, may kailangan sila na website management, na nag-update ng mga WordPress sites, yung nag-manage ng Facebook, sa mailing list nila, nag-emails. Sabi ko naman, kaya ko naman lahat yan. Yun, I've learned it on my own, self-study. So, nag-apply ako, tinanggap naman. And yun yung parang may set hours ako doon na in a week, ganito lang set hours. Sabi ko, uy, meron pa, nila pa tong 40 hours in one week. Pwede, pwede din. And then soon, may additional na ganun din, long-term client. So, sakto lang din na yung time na yun. Pero since dumating yung pandemic, and then they opted na i-stop muna yung service ko, which I understand naman. Yun, doon na nagsimula yung time na para na napag-isip-isip ako na, di ba, marami tayong ECQ 1, part 1, part 2, part 3. Yung sa around part 2, part 3, naisip ko na baka pwede ako bumalik ulit sa corporate na mag-apply na ako. Kasi for sure, di ba, may demand kasi understandable na marami na retrench, tapos pagbabalik na ulit, and then, syempre, mag-hiring sila ulit. Maraming hiring ulit. So, I'm thinking, baka pwede ulit. So, that's one of the times na inisip ko na pwede bumalik pa din. And yet, still continue doing the side hustle that I originally planned before. Kasi, yun, syempre. So, that's one of the times na naisip ko bumalik din sa corporate. But, apprehension rin, syempre, 2 years na rin ako nawala doon. But, still. Para sa ekonomiya.
Yan na naman yung internal para sa ekonomiya.
Pero yun nga eh, yun nga yung maganda sa ano, sa freelancing, yung flexibility na, sige, kung gusto mong bumalik sa corporate, right, edi go. Tapos, pag ano ulit, balik, at least hindi ka na masyadong takot the next time na mag-decide ka mag-freelance ulit. Saka pwedeng iparallel. Sa mga nakikinig, pwedeng iparallel. Katulad ng ginawa din ni Andrew, kahit may corporate, pwedeng i-side hustle yung VA job niya. Hindi naman sinasabi namin dito, mag-resign na kayo. Hindi naman ganun. Iba-iba kasi tayo ng ano eh, ng need. So yun.
Pero ano, ang effect nito, may side effect kasi yan eh. Kapag lagi ka pa rin exposed sa corporate, be mindful lang sa mindset na na-absorb mo kasi magkaiba yung mindset pag freelancer ka versus sa empleyado ka. So parang malakas ang hatak ng pagiging empleyado. Kaya yung mindset, parang feeling mo nagtatrabaho ka lang, eh pwede mo naman gawing business yung freelancing, pwede mo naman, yun nga yun sa book ko, di ba, to build your, start your virtual assistant business. So pwede naman, yun lang, yung mindset, medyo, kaya ako lumayo na nung hindi talaga ako bumalik. Kasi ayoko lang mahawahan. Ang hirap kasing mag-transition eh. Kaya ano, medyo...
Sorry sis, natatawa ako sa pagkakadescribe mo. Parang dark side eh. No?
Dark side mo. De, sabi ko.
No turning back.
Transition kasi, yun ang nasabi niyo.
Oo. Hindi, tsaka retrench din kasi ako. Yung last ko, bago ako naging VA. Kaya ano, nakakaano yan. Anyway, moving on. Punta tayo sa ano, sa faith. Yan na. How has your faith impacted you today? Ayan, lalo na pagdating dito sa online, pag BVA, ganyan.
I guess lucky lang din na yung faith ko, secure ko kay God. Kasi I mean, every day, I can make it a point na I speak with God. I have my prayer time. So, sometimes yung faith ko wavers. Sometimes din naman yung faith ko is steady. Ako lang na before I start the day, I always pray to God na kung ano man mangyari, ever na still lang ako or walang namang, then I guess God just giving me the time to energize, to become much more focused. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. Yun ang iniisip ko. So my faith, sometimes is, most of the time, my faith is a big factor din for me to go on. Kasi syempre, pag kailangan mo pa, naghahanap ka pa rin ng new work, di ba? You sometimes experience rejection. So for me, it's a big help yung faith mo, God, to shield you from the impact ng reject mo. Lalo na pag marinig mo yung email na, we have considered another candidate for you. Thank you for applying. We hope for you a better job. Yung mga ganun na parang sinasabi lang niya na hindi ka na-accepted, pero move on.
Correct, correct. Yan lang ang meron. Yan na yung ano, makakatulong.
Masakit
talaga.
Masakit yes. Yun.
Yes. Para hindi ka na masyadong mag-duel dun sa sakit na yun. Magdasal na lang tayo. Ayan, eto. Meron ka bang favorite ano Bible verse?
Oh, meron naman. yung favorite ko, Proverbs 3:5-6. Yung trust in the Lord all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Ooh, pwede ko
in all your ways acknowledge, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. And for me, yung parang ano ko, Bible verse for my life.
Ito yun yung verse ng phone ko eh. Oh.
Yay.
Kita nyo ba?
Almost same.
Yes. Iba lang yung version. Pero yan.
Coincidence, yun. Diba?
Galing. Ayan, tapos
almost same lang siya dun sa isang ano naman na Psalm. Pareho, Psalm ano? 55:22. Yan, Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. So, di ba? Almost the same lang.
Yep. Okay. Ayan. Pero pagdating ba sa client ba, mapili ka? Kailangan ba, ano, yung belief and values mo match kayo ni client? Or nung prospect mo, possible client?
May it's lang, kumbaga. Like, hindi ko naman kailangan na Catholic siya or Christian siya. More on, siguro kahit agnostic siya or ibang religion, kung maayos naman siya makitungo, edi I'm fine with that. Yun.
Grabe, ang bilis ng ano, sagot. Sa mga nanonood, feel free to ask your questions kay Andrew. Ayan. I think ano na eh. Ang next na natin, ano na eh. Ito na, isishare niya yung 7 lessons na natutunan niya sa pagiging VA. So, hindi ko pala sabi sa iyo na isusolo kita dito sa video habang nagsasalit, sinishare mo yung 7 lessons na yun. Babalik kami. Sige, take it away, Andrew.
Okay. So again, so good evening again. So here are some of my top 7 things that I've learned as a VA, diba? So this is my lang personal, but I'm sharing. Baka hopefully most of you would get something from this. So number one, you should develop a time management strategy to keep your work-life balance. Diba? As you know, you need to take care of yourself, lalo na nasa work-from-home tayo ngayon, nasa pandemic. Sa pandemic na to, yung boundary ng between work and life, parang blurred na siya, na nag-work ka, tapos sometimes bigla yung life mo, or sometimes your friends would come in and ask you something. So, hindi mo naman pwedeng hindian or what, because nandun kasi isang space eh. So yun. But there are also many good and bad distractions. Yun ang good distractions, like family bonding time that sometimes will happen na hindi mo na napapansin yung working hours na sinet mo for that day is nakakain na pala. Hindi naman siya bad. Meron bad distraction. And I know that ako, personally, I'm guilty of that. And I think most of us would be too. Bad distractions include, for example, sabi mo, break ka na mga 10 minutes lang, browse ako ng Facebook. And sa IG, kung mahilig ka sa IG, tapos ay nakita mo yung sinusundan mo ng mga influencer nag-post. Ayan. So tingin ka, tapos hindi mo napapansin mahaba na yung oras. Also, for example, sa Facebook naman, like, may nakita ka, uso na ngayon ba, election post, yan. Because for example, kung fired up ka, then pabuling papariak ka, hindi mo na mapapansin yung time. Yun ang mga two distractions that I think mangyayari pag nasa bahay ka lang. Kaya you need to develop a time management strategy. Okay? So next, number two, stop overanalyzing to the point that you may become paralyzed. Okay? Act now, act more, analyze later. For me, that would be one of my challenges, biggest challenges. Because one of my personality is SC kasi ako eh. So I'm overanalyzing that sometimes nagiging paralyzed ako na hindi ko na nagagawa yung dapat kong gawin. So naramdaman ko na drained din ako weeks later nung nangyari yan. Kasi yung same problem na iniwasan ko weeks ago, nandun pa rin siya. Diba? Parang ang hirap din. Yun yung problems na nag-overanalyze ka. And it's for me, lahat ng mga freelancer most of the time experience that one way or another pag nagsisimula sila sa journey nila. Like, siyempre may makikita sila sa Facebook na ganito itong ads na to. Pinuntaan nila yung sa coach na yun. Then meron silang may mga free sila, right? Mga free content. So, nabasahin nila yun. Yung mga binasa nila doon, meron sila sinasabing coach na you do this. So sometimes that person may do it and sometimes they may not. So for me, ang solution ko lang for this would be I need to take the horns from the hole. Yung sa mismong yun, kung ano yung problems na yun na hindi mo, na ayaw mo gawin, sometimes you just have to force yourself to do that. Diba? Mayroon ako naalala na isang quote na sinabi ng friend ko, influencer din siya, I think, na it is better to have an imperfect something rather than a perfect nothing. Diba? It's better to have an imperfect something rather than a perfect nothing. For me, another way also na nakita ko is that 2 years from now, yung problem na yon na iniiwasan mo, kung na-remember ko ba yun, magiging masaya ka ba na na-conquer ko yung problem na yun, or may isip mo pa rin, malulungkot ka na, yun pa rin ang problema ko. Diba? Parang big example niyan. Gusto ko mag-aral ng video editing. Diba? So, syempre, video editing, you will be, kantas ka kung magkano, ganyan-ganyan. Yung materials, yung mga equipments, bibili ka laptop. Until it will come time, 3 months, 6 months, hindi mo alam na, hindi ko pala nagawa yun. Although, gusto mo matuto. So, that's one of the way that you can stop overanalyzing something and just do it. And number three. So, number three, learning never ends. Diba? Alam naman natin na Google is your best friend. Diba? Ang daming-daming resources, free resources online. Kailangan mo lang mag-research. As a VA, in whatever niche that you might be, whatever niche you might be, you need to become resourceful. Hindi naman porke na general VA ka, alam mo na lahat eh. What if sinabi sa'yo ng client mo na, ay, gumawa ka ng mailing list. Tapos padala mo yun sa mailing list itong email sequence. How will you know that kung ano ka lang, general VA ka lang, diba? You will have to research then. Parang hirap naman na sabihin dun sa client mo na, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? Can you teach me? So you need to be resourceful. So Google is your best friend. But you are responsible for your own growth. And as you know, hard work is a must for this field. Maski naman nasa corporate ka, it's still a must. Diba? In order for you to become promoted, you also need to do hard work. Diba? Ang kaiba lang for me, although diba, sensor to, ang kaiba lang naman sa corporate is siyempre, mayroong mga ibang pwede ka mag-sip-sip doon, sip-sip dito para ma-promote. But here in a, as a business, entrepreneur business, you have no one to blame but yourself. If you are not improving, you have no one to blame for yourself. So you need to improve. You need to focus on your improvement on your own. Diba? Alam naman natin, technology advances too quickly. Diba? Ang dating Facebook, ang dating Friendster, wala na. Facebook na. Diba? And then, 6 months ago, ang dating Facebook nag-rebrand as Meta. Right? So, technology is always constant. It will always change. Lagi may bago. Diba? If you remember, dito sa Freelancing with Faith, na-discussing na ko ni Belle yung about project management apps. Diba? May mga Trello, ganyan. You will see, months later, may mga bago ng tools like Asana, may ClickUp, Smartsheet, yung mga ganun. So, yun. Parang ano din, scheduling apps, di ba? May mga Calendly dati. Then, di mo alam, may schedule once na, may Zoom. So, you always, change is constant. Yun ang lagi natin sinasabi, di ba? Change is constant. So, you must do your best to learn what you can every day. Isa din natutunan ko is, if you are lucky, you might find clients na will give you access to their courses. Then, that would be good, di ba? You might be one of those lucky ones na binibigyan na access ng clients. So, another challenge that you need to conquer would be yung shiny object syndrome. Diba? Shiny object syndrome, even if Google is your best friend, nakakasilaw din yan. So, yun ang importansya na you need to have to choose. You need to choose your niche when you are starting. I mean, even if everyone starts as a general VA. Ako, I started as a general VA. And naglipat ako ng dalawang niche. So for now, mayroon akong bagong pinafocus na niche. So, take your time. Wala naman siya rushed. Like, kailangan may time limit ka rin for yourself. Like, you try this niche for 2 years. 1 to 2 years. If it is okay na, then you just stick with it. Diba? Kasi, yung sa niche na yun, there would be many coaches who would help you. So, huwag ka nang matakot dyan. So, next. So, number four, networking is essential. Networking is essential. Diba, I've mentioned before in the previous item, yung niche. So, you need to find a mentor in your chosen niche. For example, yung niche mo is email marketing. There is many email marketing great coaches there. Dito pala sa Philippines, meron ng great email marketer like si Jan Pagulayan. Diba, right? Ayun. So, meron din iba pa. And hindi ka mauubusan lang ng mga coaches that you can follow, mentors. So you need to surround yourself with those who will help you to become them 5 years from now. Diba? You need to hang out with the same people who you project yourself to be. Diba? Parang like sa corporate lang din. If you want to be promoted to a team leader, then you hang out with the team leaders. So you get to know their mindsets. Ganun din sa entrepreneur. Sa VA, ganun din. Oh, by the way, being a VA is also an entrepreneur. Okay. So, being a VA, you need to find a mentor that you can resonate with your chosen niche. Kasi hindi lahat ng mentor is the same. So, the challenge is finding out saktong fit sa'yo. Okay. You also need to go out of your zone. Go out of your comfort zone and network with freelancers. Yeah, ako personal challenge ko yan kasi I'm an introvert. So sometimes it's hard for me to reach out to influencers or to mentors to help me to develop the skills that I would want to have, that they have. So subconsciously teaches you the confidence you need to also build up your own business. Ako napapansin ko yan on my own growth, na little by little, nagbabago yung mindset mo. But if there was ever a chance na meron pa maging part of your inner circle, or part of a mind map group, part of a group na will help you with that, then you go ahead on that. Okay, some ways to do that would be, follow that. Kung sino man coach yun, kung sino man mentor, you follow that. You listen to the FB lives. For sure, magkakaroon ng mga FB lives yan. Lalo na pag promote sila ng mga products nila, for sure. Diba? Kasi pag nag-join ka sa kanila, tapos they get to notice you, then it's really much easier for you. And also, lastly, dun sa part na yon of networking, you need to find also an accountability partner. Yun ang important. I think na-stress na yan before ni Connie and Bell, the importance of accountability partner. Because they would be the ones who would be reminding you when you are down. They would be the ones to remind you of this is your goal. Your common goal kasi nga accountability partner equals to same niche. So both of you will be working together toward the same dream. So next, number 5. Watch out for telltale signals of difficult clients. So yan na, difficult client. So hindi natin maiiwasan yan na pag maghanap tayo ng work as either freelancer makahanap tayo ng mga, makaka-encounter tayo ng difficult clients, either binabat ka or yung marami siyang hinihingi ng mga tasks na hindi mo naman sakop or you didn't agree prior. Diba? For example, nakapag-send na kayo ng, nakapag-discovery call na kayo, nakapag-send ka ng proposal, layout mo na kung ano yung mga tasks mo. And then over the time, meron siyang bagong task na i-add sa'yo tapos it is not compensated. It is still part of the package. Although depende yan sa VA, if you want na yung package na add-on niya is you will just take it as your own or you will demand additional amount on top. But those are some examples of difficult clients that I have read and mostly you can read it in the ano sa forum, sa freelancing forums. Marami yan. Like, minsan, minsan hindi ka na sisiputin, hindi ka na babayaran sa PayPal mo. Minsan, you delivered the work already and that they wouldn't pay you. Yung parang sinzone ka na. For me kasi, I started on my freelancing journey na hindi ako choosy because I want to gain experience. So, kung ano man makuha kong clients, patanggapin ko siya because it's something to add to my portfolio. Something na akin add na ito yung experience ko, di ba? Uso nga, like what I said, most freelancers will start in Upwork or in OLJ or yung mga iba pa dyan platforms. So, that's one of the ways for me that I did to gain some experience. Tapos, I've learned na kailangan pala dapat, ano, you have to have some WordPress skills, mga ganyan. Kaya I entertain more the idea of accepting clients that are willing to provide feedback kahit naman they are micromanager. Isang lesson lang na masabi ko I've learned is that you need to mindset yourself na yung work is work, na sometimes foreign clients are not entitled to appreciate you, na they are not entitled to say it's a great job na ganito. Kasi tayo sa Filipino culture, ay nasanay na tayo na great job, you did a good job. Ganun. And sometimes sinahanap natin yan sa foreign clients, but sometimes hindi. Ako kasi ganun, dumaan ako sa phase na yun na after a work that I did, parang sa kanila, wala lang, thank you lang. Ganun. So yun, you need to learn to have a thicker skin. Yung parang kapalan mo ng konti yung face mo. Yun. You need to move on and then you just improve yourself para magkaroon ka ng right to become selective with the clients that you will work with. Kasi tandaan mo, I have learned along the way na to have, in choosing a client, it is a partnership din. Na hindi ka lang dapat na client ka lang niya, employee ka lang niya. I've learned that you should be at par with him. Tandaan mo na business niya yan, parang business partner kayo. Hindi ka masinabi na you have to tell them na business partner tayo dito. And you by your own actions, by your work, ma-feel ni client yun na you care for his business. And that he matters, his business matters. And sooner or later, ma-realize na yan din magkakaroon ka rin ng fruits dun sa mga efforts mo. Okay? Just be thankful for the positive lessons that you've learned from either good experiences or from the challenges. So, same din dun sa number 6, be ready for your rejections when you apply either at job platforms or by your proposing proposals or by creating proposals. So, you need to be ready during those, when you create the proposals. I know, dumaan ako dun sa effort na yun na pag nag-a-apply ka sa Upwork, nitingnan mo yung job description, you're looking at that so long, and then you compose your letters. Tapos meron ka pa nga sinusundan pattern ng AIDA, yung AIDA. You follow that, and then afterwards, you send it the email, and then you try to wait 3 days, 5 days, looking at your email, tapos walang reply. You need to ready yourself na normal lang yan. Diba? It's hard. I know on our part, it is hard na hindi ka replyan ng potential client mo, ng prospect mo. Kasi nasanay tayo dito na sa corporate, pag nag-apply ka, expect mo na yung HR nila, sasabihan ka na we're sorry you haven't passed the exams, ganyan. Or I'm sorry, try again next time. Pero here's a, here as a VA, businesses or the clients are not entitled. They were never entitled to tell you na sorry for applying. Sometimes, ano lang, sinzone ka lang. You wouldn't even know if they have read your email. So that is one of the reasons na dapat makonquer mo as a freelancer. Kasi when you have a business, I realized kasi na when you have a business na, if you have scaled up from your being a one-person VA to somehow becoming still a one person, pero with different, bigger scope of work, different, bigger scope of services that you offer to your prospects, then magkakaroon din ng time na yun sa mindset mo na you wouldn't mind if no one would reply to your proposals. You would just be too busy to find other other prospects to, para dumami rin yung work mo. But that's what matters naman eh. Work, work, work. You don't need to be too attached to your emotions. So, number seven, you need to change your employee mindset to an business mindset, entrepreneurial mindset. Ba? You need to start changing your employee mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset. Kasi nga, different na yung as a VA eh. When you start to become a VA, sooner or later, you will realize that this is a business. This is a small business that you need to grow in order to grow, to have income. Diba? Kasi no, you can't depend on anyone to give you an income. Only you. Diba? Like for now, you're in the pandemic season. You may be in the comforts of your own home. But the fact is, kahit nasa bahay ka, if you have work, either as a corporate or if you have with a client, project-based or ano, you still have to complete the task. Eh? You still have deadlines to meet. Diba? Magiging ano ka, prone ka sa distractions, ganyan. Kaya you need to practice self-discipline din. Iba, nalala mo yun yung pinaka-first na sinabi ko sa top one ko na isa, self-discipline. Kasi you will be paid by the hour. So dapat you need to become conscious of how you spend your time. Kasi sa employee mindset natin, okay lang, basta makatawa ko ng 8 hours, babayaran man ako dito, okay lang. Diba? Sometimes, matapos mo yung isang task ng 3 hours for a scheduled 7 hours, yung 4 hours mo, free ka na eh. Pwede ka na pumunta sa iba't iba. You may do either Facebook or what. Pero pag dito, if you come a VA, mas maganda na you will make sure na all of your time will be spent wisely. Like, kung matapos mo isang task na 3 hours lang, over 7 hours, yung other 4 hours, you find another job. You look for other jobs that can give you additional income. Diba? As a virtual assistant, you need to understand that your business is either moving forward, stale, or you're just doing backward. Dalawa lang yan. Ay, dalawa lang pala. Forward or backward. Diba? Kung hindi ka nag-moving forward, then you're either going backwards. Diba? Time never stands still for you. Dapat you need to make sure na yung work mo, na ginagawa mo, yung time, you need to make good use of it. Okay? So, that's for my seven tips, seven top things that I've learned as a virtual assistant. Okay. So, yun.
Galing! Nakamute ka, sis!
sorry. Maingay kasi galing. Kanina. Congrats! Sabi sa'yo may masishare ka eh. Iko-quote ko ulit si Siner ko kasi kay Andrew kanina. Sabi ni Chris Estefanik, everyone has something to share. O, diba?
So, yun. Ganda nga nung line, meron akong na-pick up na yung don't be too attached with your emotions. O, diba?
Oh.
Nice!
Diba? Ko sa iyo eh. Meron ano yan. May thank mababagi you. Ka.
Sobrang helpful.
Yes. Ayan. Sa mga viewers natin, feel free to ask your questions kahit nasa team replay kayo para sasagutin niya ni Andrew. Don't worry. Tapos, ayan. That's the end of our third section for this live interview. Ba, ano, dako naman tayo sa ano, fast Q&A round. And si Sis Bella, bahala dyan.
Yay! May idea naman na si Andrew kung paano to nilalaro.
Sayang, hindi pa binago eh.
Sana ibang set eh. Sige, bilisan natin, bilisan. Fast okay. Talaga, literal na fast Q&A. Sige, ready when you're ready ha. Okay. Let's go. First question, dog or cat?
Dog.
Diet or exercise?
Dog. Exercise.
Coffee or tea?
Ay, coffee yan.
Texting or talking?
Texting.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Parang gusto ko sumagot on his behalf.
Sige, sige, go sis.
Paliwanag. Ayun na mo. Sinabi niya na.
Tama naman, nag-match.
Oo.
Okay, beach or mountain?
Mountain.
Read or write?
Write.
Ito, white hair or no hair?
White hair.
E-book, hard copy, or audiobook?
Audiobook.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Ask for permission or beg for forgiveness? Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for forgiveness.
What's your dream when you were a child?
Job.
Kahit anong dream mo.
Dream job? I want to be a pilot. Yun, pero ooh. Ano. Okay lang, IT. I'm happy with my ano, profession. IT.
Yeah. Ito. What is something you could eat or drink for a week straight? Pwera ang tubig at kanin.
Pasta. Pasta tapos coffee. Pwede milk tea.
Sarap. Ito, last but not the least. If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Ano ba? Ano ba? What is my purpose in life?
Yay! Ganda. Malalim. Malalim. With that, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for playing the past Q&A. Past Q&A round. Galing!
Any last piece of advice? Kasi since nag-start ka naman na 4 or 5 years ago, I'm sure you have something to say sa mga aspiring freelancers natin.
Nasabi ko na mostly dun sa ano, dun sa top 7 things, okay? Reply niyo na lang, okay, marami dun. So, pero for me, okay. everyone has their own journey. Okay, everyone has their journey. Whether you're a freelancer or not, baka you don't need to compare your progress with another freelancer of the same niche or either kung same din kayo ng years of a freelancer, you don't need to compare yourself. Because you just need to move on, take it a day, one day or so, every day. Go one step at a time. Pero you should not be slacking off in your goals to become a good freelancer. I mean, okay, a freelancer. You should not slack off being a freelancer. Parang ang goal mo dapat is to reach 6-digit figures monthly. Dapat may goal ka. Yun, as a VA, either as a employee, you should have a goal set for a month. And lastly, always, you should pray to God for His guidance in whatever that you will do. Kung ano man ang gagawin mo sa buhay, either in work or in family, you just ask for His guidance before you do it. Because for me, I realized na it saves your heart, heartaches. Heartaches are not meant for relationships lang. heartaches marang either to rejections, mga ganyan yun. Yung mga last tip ko din for freelancers.
Yes, galing. Ay, sorry, may napindot na naman ako. Ano ba naman po kamay ko? So, sorry. Anyway, ayan. So, wala kang ano, no? Wala kang ipopromote.
Wala. Wala po. Mapromote ko na lang yung ano, yung libro ni Siscons.
Ay?
And you continue to be sent FWF.
Yes, thank you. Kasi si Andrew, ano to eh, number one supporter namin to. Kaya ano, finally, talagang mas gusto niya backstage. Pero ayun, napilit ko naman.
Saka sobrang helpful yung mga share niya kanina.
Sabi ko sa iyo eh, may ma-share at ma-share ka. Anyway, I'd like to take this opportunity na rin na ipasalamatan tong si Andrew sa support na binibigay niya sa Freelancing with Faith. At sa tulong niya sa book ko. Kasi siya yung final ano ko eh. Sa dami ng editor pero in-edit pa rin. Dami pa rin mali. Ngayon nga meron pa rin eh. Kasi nag-record ako ng audiobook. Coming soon! Audiobook. So yun. For our viewers, share with us in the comment section sino yung, alin yung favorite nyo. Favorite lesson nyo out of the 7 na shinare ni Andrew. So share that in the comment section. And we hope to see you. Ay, bukas pala. Meron ulit kaming ano, ang tawag dito? Live session sa sessions. So, 15-minute live session. Radiant Festival. Sa dami kasi ng festival. Nahihilo na ako. Radiant Festival. Next week pa yon. Radiant Festival by Sessions. Ang time namin tomorrow is 11 a.m. Ayan, medyo inagahan na namin para hindi alangan sa lunchtime. So, ayan, I hope you can visit us and support us there. Tapos, balik tayo ng Monday. Every Monday, may praise and worship ulit kami. So, make sure na join us and start with us your week by praising and worshiping God. Ayan. Pero ano, bago tayo mag-end, closing prayer na rin tayo dito bago tayo mag-end ng live session. Sige, go sis.
Yes. Let's pray for our listeners, sa kayo mga yung audience, and as well as kay Andrew. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience about the freelancing business. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, and their loved ones, as well as Andrew and his family. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, Lord, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew, ulit. Usap-usap na lang.
Sa uulitin.
Yes.
Sa uulitin.
Sige, mag-e-end muna kami bago ko mag-chikahan dito. God bless everyone!
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Bell's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.